This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to a very special edition of the Cubs Weekly Podcast. We're joined by someone that, if you're a baseball fan, you have to recognize. Otherwise, I don't know what you're doing with your life. It's Jeff Passan. Kyle Tucker. Oh, do you think they're the favorite right now, the Chicago Cubs?
I've said yes in the past, and I will still say yes now, but I think the Cubs are going to have a limit that they're not going to want to go past. And the reason I have pause on saying unequivocally, yes, they are the favorite, is because I've seen this time and again. We saw it with Alex Bregman. If they do lose Kyle Tucker, that's going to be the reason, because they were steadfast in their position and refused to move off of it despite market forces doing what they need to do.
We're back live from Sluggers in Wrigleyville with more of the Spiegel and Holmes Show with your hosts, Gabe Ramirez and Judson Richards on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And we are just a hop, step, and a jump from Wrigley Field, live from Sluggers in Wrigleyville. It's going to be an interesting offseason for the Cubs and Kyle Tucker, although we still have September and then October to get to. We'll discuss that. Just a reminder, tonight the Cubs take on the Rockies in Denver. Pre-game coverage begins at 7:05, first pitch at 7:40 on the Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. He is Gabe Ramirez. I am Judson Richards. He is Lance Brozdowski, a voice you just heard, along with Jeff Passans. Lance, thanks for joining us right here at Sluggers in person.
It was a short little walk over. Thanks for having me.
Not too bad. Yeah, so let's begin there. Because I've been thinking a lot about these Kyle Tucker numbers. I was looking at, you know, Shohei Ohtani in the year that he had. I know the absurdity of the contract that he got, but even Juan Soto, and so kind of that big time money. And then Kyle Tucker had 18 home runs going into that Angels series, but he hit three, so 21. It's like, all right, he may get to 30 home runs by year's end. How is the season that he's having potentially going to affect the amount of money he's going to get this offseason?
That was one of the primary questions I wanted to ask Jeff Passan when I talked to him was, do you think this hand thing and the subsequent poor performance would have any influence on his offseason contract? Because I wasn't entirely sure. I feel like it's not a soft tissue thing. You know, it's one of those kind of more accidental things that you could maybe rationalize as an organization. You know, this maybe won't happen in subsequent years. It's kind of a blip, accident, etc. He played through it. We generally see that with guys in contract years. They tend to steal more bases and play through small injuries. So even though the data showed his bat speed was down, which is a pretty good way to ID this guy's hurt, in reality, yeah, it impacted his performance pretty heavily to the point now where he's not going to have the season that I imagined heading into the year he would love to have put together to seek $500 million. Passan said that he thought it would have some influence, but I do think the key thing is how he plays in September and how he plays in October. We've seen guys in the past go into October have incredible stretches and get a ton of money. I think like Jordan Montgomery, maybe not as high caliber of a player as Kyle Tucker, but you can do really, really strong in a short period of time and convince everybody going into the offseason that you're healthy and deserving of 450 plus. As to whether he ends up, passing thought the number right now is right around 400 million, which I was a bit surprised because I see it more up in like the 475 area. That's a big gap, right? I think that if he goes to maybe a shorter AAV, or excuse me, shorter year, higher AAV, and is willing to take like 5 for 250, you start to get a lot more guys, a lot more teams, excuse me, in the picture. That could be difficult for the Cubs, who maybe have a little bit of leverage in saying, you know, we have good outfielders, we don't necessarily need Kyle Tucker, but I would argue they need Kyle Tucker.
I'm sure you saw this. After that home run against the Angels, where he was able to kind of breathe a sigh of relief, the comments made by Pete Crow Armstrong after the game about him just sticking with it, even when the wind is blowing in your face at Wrigley Field, to watch him go to an AL West ballpark where he's very comfortable as a Houston Astro. We're all more comfortable perhaps in Southern California on a warm night. How do you think Tucker feels about playing at Wrigley Field day in, day out?
I think from an off-field perspective, it's probably incredibly positive.
Sure.
From an on-field perspective, I mean, I don't know if any hitter loves it, especially with how it played last year. This year, it's playing slightly more neutral, but last season was one of the most pitcher-friendly parks in baseball. I think this influences a lot of the Cubs' pitching strategy. Very heavy four-seam fastball team, willing to give up barrels, and most of those barrels are not going to get out. You saw that last year with Shota Inaga. He's run into some homer issues. This year, I think you're starting to see some reversion of the wind, just pushing some of those balls out. But yeah, Tucker's clipped a bunch of balls to right center and right field that I just don't get out, you know? And I imagine that's incredibly frustrating for a hitter. But if you pay him, I don't think it really matters.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Frustrations kind of go away when you have a bunch of extra dollars in your pocket. But when you're talking about Kyle Tucker, right, I think it's a great point that you bring up. It's one thing for the Cubs to want him and to covet him as a baseball player, but it's how he feels on the other side of it. You hear a lot of players talk about at least once in your career you should play for the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field, but Kyle Tucker's cut from a different cloth. He's more of from the superstar caliber that doesn't necessarily move the needle for him, Wrigley Field or Wrigleyville, not to throw shade at where we're at right now at Sluggers, by the way. But, you know, so in your mind, when you think about the body of work that Kyle Tucker's been able to put on, not just this year, but throughout his career, does he strike you as a superstar that is not going to be moved or swayed by the allure of Wrigleyville and Wrigley Field itself?
I think it's hard to put yourself in the shoes of someone that is looking at that high of a dollar figure. I imagine in a lot of situations, being represented by Excel, he is, they're just going to want the most money. I think the thing that Passan has said in the past, and I entirely agree with, and now I've stolen, you got to be the best on the years or the money. And Passan thinks in this particular case, you have to be best on both. So you got to beat other teams on the years, and you have to beat them on the money. If the Cubs can do that, they will get Tucker. If not, they won't. Have they shown in the past that they've been willing to hit the years and the dollars? I think the most recent two examples, Alex Bregman and probably a variety of other free agents I'm forgetting, the answer is no. Like, they haven't
gotten
to the point.
Right.
Exactly. They haven't gotten to the point where they beat someone on the years or the dollars and then can go, we made a competitive offer. A competitive offer relative to the market. They might think it's a competitive offer as to whether it's actually competitive. No, Passan said on my podcast, I did with him, they should have signed Alex Bregman. I thought that was a really good point. Sure, it takes away from some of the Matt Shaw development, but Bregman's having a pretty good season. I know Shaw's been really good, but think back to April, how much everyone wanted him. And especially you go back to May, June, Shaw goes back down, you're like, my God, Alex Bregman looks unbelievable on this team. So the Cubs are going to have to get very uncomfortable with the number that Tucker's seeking. As to whether they do that will be answered in 2.5 to 3 months.
Yeah, he is Marquee Sports Network's Lance Prosdowski with us on 6-7 The Score. He's Gabe Ramirez. I am Judson Richards. We're in for Spiegel and Holmes on this Friday, live from Sluggers. I learned from Lance over the break that he's totally fine with Justin Turner hitting the cleanup spot in Greg Council's lineup. It may anger a lot of you out there, but no, seriously, you do hear about the roster frustration from a lot of Cubs fans. That doesn't bother you?
No, I think, so there's this really smart guy named Tom Tango who does a bunch of stuff for MLB.com and StatCast, and he had this big study that he looked at the worst batting order you can throw out. How much impact does that actually have on run scoring, okay? He said in a given game, it affects you from like a point. You would score about 0.25 less runs. And what we're talking about here is taking your best hitter, batting him ninth, your second best hitter, batting him eighth. Like literally, like a scrambled lineup that makes absolutely no sense. You aggregate this over the course of the entire season, and if you have the worst batting order versus the absolute optimal batting order, you're sacrificing maybe somewhere around like 40 runs. Seems like a lot, right? But think about it from the scenario of, okay, they're not putting out the worst batting order. They're putting out maybe you would argue a slightly suboptimal one overall that has a much smaller influence than 40 runs in an entire season. I just don't think it has, for the amount of attention it gets from the media angle, and it's probably our fault as well. We talk about it a ton on our pre- and post-game shows. Like, is the lineup in the right spot? Should Turner and Kelly be batting 4-5, et cetera? A lot of this is also like the bullpen management angle, too. I think if your players play better, none of this matters. Right? I just think we glom to it because it's a very easy thing to critique, and it's very like relevant. Anytime you look at a batting order, you're like, oh, come on, that's going to mess him up. But you don't account for all the situations where it goes optimally for the Cubs. Like, this team is one of the best teams in baseball. I think to critique line of construction and the fact that they have a 110 run difference right now is like a bit like missing the forest for the trees, whatever that metaphor is.
Lance,
it doesn't have that much of an influence.
Right, Lance, but it's just a carryover from like the Rossi days, right, where his line of construction was being magnified or looked on under a magnifying glass. So people
But the
have
offense
to point
wasn't
at something.
As good then.
And that's, my, and that, that's my point.
The
so they say to themselves, well, if it's not working, something has to be happening.
And that's
and
the
therefore,
thing.
That's
I
the easiest thing that you can point towards. But Justin, as a former baseball player, you understand, and this is something that I used to critique Rossi on here on 670 Score often, it's that when you know day in and day out where you're going to be at in the lineup, you understand that mentality comes into play. If I'm batting three, if I'm the two guy and I get bumped to seven, or if I'm being moved around constantly, I don't have that opportunity to find my rhythm. I think that there's value there regardless of the 40 runs that you can find throughout a year. From a player standpoint, Judson, I'm asking you this question.
Yeah.
Don't you think that that plays a big role in the psyche of a player day in and day out?
Yeah, although I think Greg Council is trying to maybe overcome something that happened last year with a lot of guys maybe running out of gas by the time they get to September, but you know, not necessarily roster construction, but who is in it?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Should Ian Happ playing less, and should they try the younger guy in Owen Casey? Why is Willie Castro playing at third base instead of Matt Shaw, who's been good since the second half after the All-Star break, instead of maybe having, say, a Suzuki rest, right? I think that, you know, it's not just where they line up, but who ultimately is in it. And what is going on with Seiya Suzuki? Lance, can you fix Seiya?
I got to shout out Brendan Miller. Does good work for CHGO. He had a graph that showed Seiya's become like a really, really passive hitter. So his swing rate is down to like 50%.
Which was a problem early, right?
It was, especially in like early count situations. He's always been really passive. But now overall, he's like at one of the lowest rolling marks of his career. So if you take his last 15 games, looking at how much he's swinging, it's really low. So I would imagine the angle here is just he's not maybe seeing the ball well, so he's become passive. We actually saw this with Kyle Tucker. When his bat speed dipped, he became an incredibly disciplined hitter. He stopped chasing at everything. He wasn't doing damage, but he was still posting OBPs around like 360 to 380, which is really impressive. That's, I think, one of the reasons why he's a superstar, is because he's still like around a league average hitter from an OBP standpoint specifically. He's not doing damage, you know, batting out of the three hole, being able to drive runs in, but he's going to get on base for you overall. So that is the angle on Seiya. Like, again, I don't have the fix. I imagine maybe Dustin Kelly and others have theories as to the fix here with Seiya, but
so
he's
Seiya
been really
swing
passive.
More, PCA swing less.
Yeah, but you know, the funny thing was just looking at this with Pete, because we're going to do something with Carlos Pena on our pregame show. Pete's chase rate right now is the lowest in August that it's been in his entire career.
That's good.
Come down. So, again, he hasn't fixed it, but he stopped swinging specifically above the zone. It's encouraging, I would say, overall. Right. So maybe this is like one of those things, as you get into the offseason, you look at next year, it's like, man, if he could do what he did in August, in September, from a chase standpoint, maybe you start to see some of the
He's looked good lately. Like, just his swing,
he's
his
locked
bat
back
plane,
here, I think. Yeah, I agree.
Looks good. So if you can add in the chase rate within, he's a different ball player.
It'd be unbelievable. I mean, this is the problem that I think a lot of these like higher variance kind of players run into. We saw this with Jackson Chourio this year. I know he's injured, or I don't know if he's back yet, but he hasn't been particularly great. He had a really good rookie season, and then he fell off really hard. When you don't, when you chase a lot, you know, you're high bat speed, you swing a lot, chase out of the zone, barrels. Like, it's a fun profile for months, but then that evens out with the opportunities when teams are like, oh, you're swinging at everything outside of the zone. Well, guess what? I'm going to throw you everything outside
I'm going to Javi Baez you to death
in
that situation.
Yeah, and then it's like, man, I don't even know where to put him in the lineup because he's not going to hit for the next month.
And it's funny because you mentioned, right, I mean, when there's success like the Cubs have had, it's hard to pinpoint on something, and that's exactly what you're doing with a guy like Pete Carr-Armstrong. But circling back to Seiya, I mean, I remember last year when he had that time off and came back, that's exactly what he did. He was more aggressive at the first couple of pitches in the at-bats, and that's what got him there. But I think the Cubs overall, right, the struggles have been glaring when you're talking about the offense. It seems as though over the last couple of years, they haven't been able to put everything together at the exact same time, right? If the bullpen's pitching well, the starters aren't. If they're hitting, then the relievers aren't doing well. What is Craig Counsell doing in the present to try to bring everyone together, especially heading in to the latter half of the season?
I think the thing that he provides is a stabilizing factor, and I know people are going to hate this answer, but he's a data guy at heart, I think. He zooms out, and he understands the macro, and he's willing to like bet that these small sample blips that you run into are not indicative of what's going to happen. It's a very data-driven thing, and it aligns very much with how the front office operates from a model standpoint. They're very a model-driven team in the draft and a variety of other respects. So as a result of that, like, I think when you run into these small situations where it's like Matt Shaw should be higher in the order because he's been great of late, the Cubs might be zooming out and going, in the entirety of the season, we prefer the Carson Kelly or Justin Turner against the lefty as opposed to a Matt Shaw. And they're just going to bet on that and assume at the end of the year when you look back, that is the more productive result. I know people hate that answer, but I think at the end of the year when you look back and this team wins 90 games, like, one of the main reasons why will be some of those marginal games where they bet on the more macro stance last 3 years of or 3 months of information, let's say, and that allows them to convert an individual game. Baseball's tough. I think the more I've covered it on a day-to-day basis, I often really try to like zoom out, and I'm just like, let me take it in like 10-game sets. Yeah. We did something the other day and related to football in terms of like understanding like how many baseball games is like one football game and how often you overreact to like one drive in football. And we found basically that it's like 10 games of baseball is one football game. So it's like every 10-game set, if you want to reflect on that, I'm fine with it. But like individual game to game, I sometimes have difficulty in going like, Shaw's got to be hitting .300 against lefties all of a sudden. It's like, let me see the 10-game set here. You know, like, let me zoom out. I understand Kelly hasn't been good of late, and Turner, I think, is more of kind of like a vibes guy on the team rather than like someone who is legitimately going to be one of the best hitters versus lefties. But again, like, that's some of the feel stuff that they've started to mix in, which I find interesting for a team that's very data-driven. It's like, no, we're going to take, you know, the small hit on Turner batting against lefties overall and, like, are willing to have him on the team because he's such a leader. So it's not all data. There are some vibes mixed in.
How hard is baseball? Micah Parsons could never hit a 95-mile-per-hour fastball, so just remember that. He is Lance Brozdowski for the Marquee Sports Network. Gabe Ramirez and Judson Richards with you in for Spiegel and Holmes. Do the Cubs have the National League Rookie of the Year?
I think they do. I think it's Cade Horton.
I do too.
And I think earlier this season I was a bit concerned on like the workload side. He's coming off a subscap injury, kind of wondering like what exactly his timeline is overall. Like, does he throw 120, 30 innings and then you let him go 6 or 7 in the postseason? So, I mean, I think it's him. Like, I think a lot of the Rookie of the Year voting was really messy this year. Like, I don't think it's a very good rookie class. If you go back a month, let's say, it wasn't a very good rookie class. Now, Sean Horton have kind of stepped up. Isaac Collins, I think, is fine. I don't think he's a Rookie of the Year. Be one of the worst Rookie of the Years in the last couple of seasons, probably last, like, 10 seasons or something. But I see no reason to think that Cade is going to regress heavily. I know he's going to pitch in Coors, so, like, we'll see. I think even if he pitches bad, he throw it away because it's Coors. But I think it's him. I think he's the favorite in the markets right now from what I've seen, and I don't anticipate anyone else overtaking him. You know, the Miz, Mizorowski, hasn't been that great. Shaw's an interesting angle if Cade regresses slightly and he continues this hot stretch. But I think it's Cade Horton, yep.
Lance, thanks, man. The Cubs lost their mojo a little bit.
They're not as good as they were earlier this year. I agree with that, and it's a matter of getting it back. Like, this last month is big. Like, how many times do you think about, like, had the hot team going into the postseason? They have a calendar month, a little bit over
they
that,
do.
To
yep.
prove that they are that hot team. Because right now, the Mets kind of feel like that hot team, calling up all these pitching prospects that look amazing. You know, the Padres are fun and interesting, but, like, the Dodgers are a weird team this year to me. Overall, they didn't make a lot of deadline moves. They're kind of betting on all their injured pitchers working out. There's a shot the Cubs can go in here and rip it in September and then go into the postseason. That's the hottest
They're going to need Kate Harden for that. That's
They're
going
to need Kate for sure.
I had a coach used to say, let's go boat race somebody today. How about 20 runs against the Rockies tonight in the Mile High City, right? It's a good way to feel good about yourself. Lance, thanks for stopping by, man. Really
thanks
appreciate it. You
yeah.
do great work at Marquee Sports Network. That. Thanks for making us smarter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks there he is.
Me.
Lance Brozdowski, Marquee Sports Network. He is Gabe Ramirez. I'm Judson Richards. Just a reminder, we're giving away two pairs of tickets to the Cubs September 14th contest against the Tampa Bay Rays. It's brought to you by Bosch Power Tools. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch. We'll be giving those tickets away as we're with you until 6 o'clock tonight. But coming up next, are the Green Bay Packers now operating in a very different way as an organization? We'll ask a former Packer, Mason Crosby, joins us next. Judson Richards, Gabe Ramirez in for Spiegel and Holmes. This is Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.